Well, the Andrew Cuomo story, every time I thought I had set in my mind what I wanted to point out, something else popped up. I was trying to make notes during the week, couldn't keep up with everything as it was unfolding. Story features nursing home deaths and sexual harassment. Question becomes, is Cuomo using the second to draw attention away from the first? Now, even before the second, much of the media and others were not even paying attention to the first. Cuomo was having rose petals thrown at his feet for his COVID-19 leadership as he would walk into a room. A second report came out this past week saying that the effort to fake the death totals at New York nursing homes has the fingerprints on it from multiple members of the Cuomo administration. In response from Camp Cuomo, well, now the true numbers are known, so just move on, forget about it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the general spirit of what they want you to accept. Any reaction to that? Well, some, which paled in comparison to how the media and others continue to react to the continuing sexual harassment claims, as well as people resigning from the Cuomo administration over this. Seniors dying, crickets. Ask a woman to play strip poker, 4 alarms go off. Actually, when you think about it, the sex story has forced the hand of the formerly Cuomo-swooning media to at least some degree address the deaths created by Cuomo's nursing home policy. Also reported this past week was that Cuomo also ordered homes for the developmentally disabled back in April of 2020 to take people with the coronavirus. The result of that policy? 552 of those patients have died from COVID-19. Assuming that that reporting hasn't also been tampered with by the Cuomo administration. Last April. How was this hidden for this amount of time? And maybe more importantly, who ordered the hiding? Well, have you noticed too how Cuomo is also really leaning on the word inappropriately? As in, I have never touched anyone inappropriately. Define inappropriately, just within yourself. And then after that, ask someone around you to define it. You'll find that what's inappropriate for some is not with others. So the use of that word by Cuomo is getting into lawyer mode. Well, I didn't think it was inappropriate. So how would I know? When it comes to resigning, you have to wonder, too, is Cuomo refusing to resign because he's innocent or he's arrogant? Well, the end of this story might not actually be written by Cuomo. An increasing number of Democrats in New York State in the legislature, they're joining Republicans now, not just in a call for him to resign, but in support for impeachment. Now, here's a fact. This isn't a claim. It's not a political statement. That's one of Cuomo's other defenses. Oh, it's just all toxic politics. No, this is a fact. Andrew Cuomo has caused the death of more New Yorkers, specifically seniors, than Osama bin Laden did on September 11th, 2001. That's reality. If you don't like hearing that, I don't care, because it's the truth. It's the facts. I'll even say it again. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has caused the deaths of more New Yorkers than Osama bin Laden did on September 11th, 2001. Caught something kind of ironic that Cuomo said too. He was at a COVID-19 vaccine location for an event. Of course, the media was there. He might have wanted to rethink this line. He said as he was speaking, "We are at the beginning of the end." In more ways than he's willing to admit. Did you catch this past week? Warner Brothers said that the Looney Tunes character Pepe Le Pew, you know, the overactive skunk, romantically overactive. Well, Pepe's not going to be a part of the new Space Jam film. The implied reason is that Pepe Le Pew is a practitioner of sexual harassment, which is, I've never heard anyone convicted of date rape saying that Pepe Le Pew inspired them to do it. Never heard the Pepe Le Pew defense. And Warner Brothers could have just calmed Pepe's character down a bit and kept him on board in the film. But now that Pepe Le Pew has been impeached, why not Andrew Cuomo, since they're both skunks of the same stripe?